He left an hour ago. After reattaching your battery cables, I might add. I have to admit I was disappointed. Is that really all it would take to stop you, if you were determined to go? I deliberated where I stood, wanting to return to him badly, but afraid I might have morning breath. You're not usually this confused in the morning, he noted. He held his arms open for me to return, a nearly irresistible invitation. I need another human minute, I admitted. I'll wait. I skipped to the bathroom, my emotions unrecognizable. I didn't know myself, inside or out. The face in the mirror was practically a stranger. Eyes too bright, hectic spots of red across my cheekbones. After I brushed my teeth, I worked to straighten out the tangled chaos that was my hair. I splashed my face with cold water and tried to breathe normally, with no noticeable success. I half ran back to my room. It seemed like a miracle that he was there, his arms still waiting for me. He reached out to me and my heart thumped unsteadily. Welcome back, he murmured, taking me into his arms. He rocked me for a while in silence, until I noticed that his clothes were changed, his hair smooth. You left? I accused, touching the collar of his fresh shirt.